launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, including our live streams. So you can go there, listen in 24 hours a day. We've got the latest episode of Free Talk Live playing at all times. And, of course, when we're live, you'll hear us live at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com. And I was talking with a program director today, and he came up with an objection to carrying the show that I thought was – and he said it wasn't an objection because he wants to take the show anyway. But what he had said was that he was a little concerned that we were going to drive people since we're so internet-oriented. I mean, we've got a great website. It's free. You don't have to pay to get the streams, so he's concerned that we're going to essentially remove his listeners from his station and attract them to our internet station.
I've thought about that that particular objection. It's Rush won't go on satellite, and apparently you have to pay to get his Rush 24/7 or
yes.
Something like that.
So just like you do with most of the big boys,
he's radio oriented, very much so. And I've thought about how maybe it is that. We were driving people away from a station. But I think you're talking about some very, very P1s from the radio. I mean, it's happened, right?
P1s?
Very primary listeners for Free Talk Live. People that wouldn't be that loyal to that particular station anyway.
I would say
most of their programming isn't like Free Talk Live.
Well, what I said to him was, I think that Free Talk Live is doing the reverse. I think that we're driving internet people to radio to some extent.
That much is true too. If the internet person likes Free Talk Live and then they get in their car, it's a heck of a lot easier to turn on the radio than it is to listen.
Absolutely.
To bring their mobile device.
And we've said on the air, and I told him this. I said on the air sometimes we'll say, and I think it's worth saying tonight because it's been a while since we've said it. If you can get Free Talk Live locally on your local radio station, your local talk radio station, please listen there. If you've got a decent signal, listen in that way. That way you can hear local advertisers and support local businesses that would be advertising on the these very airwaves. You won't hear that on our internet stream.
Right. Many of the ads that we use is fill on the internet stream. We use over and over again. Not the regular advertisements, but the ones that we use as fill that would be where the local spots go.
Yeah.
So they get kind of tired and boring. And if you listen to a local radio station, you'll get local news. You'll get local advertisers. I like that when I go to a new town. I like to listen to the radios so that I can hear the ads and what's around, who's advertising. I like that.
Plus, I'm a radio fan. I love radio. This is a radio show that is also available on the internet. And I know that some people would say, well, Ian, radio's dying. And I don't know if that's
radio's
the case.
Dying like you're dying, okay?
I mean, slow, you mean?
Well, yes. I mean, everything's dying. Radio's going to be around a long time because the industry
has a large incumbency, that's for sure.
That's absolutely it. And because advertisers tend to be very conservative with their money, it's their money, and it tends to be thousands in the area of advertising. They aren't quick to move over to new venues like podcasts. I don't know what that is, but I do know what radio is.
Well, plus if you want live and local, Mark, it's really the only way. It's really the only way to go.
Yeah.
So
there are local radio, like audio podcasts,
but they're
out there.
Live podcasts, by definition, aren't live.
They could be a stream. Somebody could do it. I mean, it's been done.
It's possible that somebody could
be streaming
a local
show. But you have to
advertise
very heavily. It's probably cheaper to advertise your podcast or your live stream show. And get it up and running than it is to open your own radio station.
That's true.
But it's not as cheap as going and interning at a radio station, getting a show, and that kind of thing.
But the thing about the internet is you have to be sought out. So somebody would have to be specifically looking for Charleston, West Virginia podcasts, in order to find some sort of locally oriented show. Whereas if you're just surfing the band on the local radio, then all you're going to find is locally originating content, whatever that is. So I think radio has a lot of life left back in it, and I think if we can help save radio, I think we should, because it's a great medium that broadcasting, as far as reaching thousands of people, it's still cheaper to do it with a transmitter after the FCC's license.
Radio still reaches more people in every demographic segment than television does. And people still consider television to be the big boy. It is still the big boy on the block, and radio still reaches more people.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. If we had as many radio listeners, if we had as many live stream listeners as we do podcast listeners, people that listen to the show later on via the internet, we would have to pay a lot of money in bandwidth, whereas transmitting to that many people with a radio transmitter is significantly cheaper. You're just paying the power bill at that point.
Absolutely true.
All right, so 800-259-9231, a little shop talk there for you. We'll continue with your phone calls, though. Taryn is listening in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Taryn.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, good to know that you're still doing your LCL report at lclreport.com. Yeah, you tricked me, man.
I feel really bad about that. I didn't mean to actually trick you. I was just screwing with Facebook people. But
I'm on Facebook, and I guess I didn't notice what the day was when you were saying that you were going to quit doing your YouTube channel. And I said on the air the other night, believing it to be true, when Mark read your ad, I thought, oh, man, I don't even know if Taryn's doing that anymore.
Taryn, you ought to leave Taryn, you need to leave the jokes to Jamie and Mike from Wheels Off Liberty, okay?
Just be the straight man.
Yeah, you should be the straight man. You make a great straight man. I mean, how can anybody be anything but a straight man to Jamie?
Oh, he's such a train wreck, man. Once he gets pulled, I just sit back and listen. Like, if you ever watch our interviews or anything, they're a mess. We had Missouri.
I haven't
have
listened
to the Missouri ones.
I haven't listened to Wheels Off Liberty in a while, but just the show explanations that I get sent to my email box make me laugh. I hope that gender reassignment surgery went well for Mike.
Well, we had our first threesome last night, so that's up. Like the first time we all were on the air at the same time. So,
that's cool.
I have to say, I have massive respect for you guys. That I don't know how you have three hosts and not talk over each other, because it was really hard to figure that out.
Well, you guys aren't together. See, that's one of the secrets of Wheels Off Liberty. I didn't realize this. Wheels Off Liberty. WheelsOffLiberty.com is the website. Yes.
Yeah.
Great podcast. People should definitely check it out. It's also airing on LibertyRadioNetwork.com.
It's got to be good if I'm recommending people listen to it.
But I was talking with Jamie, who's one of the hosts of the show, and he was telling me that he is about 2 hours away from the other co-host, Mike, and that they've never been in the studio to record a Wheels Off Liberty together. And for me, that would be difficult. It would be difficult for me to do that. I mean, it could be done. But one of the reasons why it's easier to not step all over somebody is if you're within eye contact of somebody, you can wave your arms and you can put your hand up.
It's important to look. It makes it easier if you look them in the eye. So, I mean, you know, just when somebody talks, you address them by looking in their eyes. And
you can see
everything.
When Mark is playing video games, when he should be paying attention.
You think that's happening now?
No, I'm not saying that's happening now.
But it is.
It is.
See?
You bastard. Anyway, you guys aren't actually together. You're not physically in the same space, and I think that's a factor as to why you'd be talking over each other.
And we're going to have to get better at that, but we'll figure that out, I think, in time.
It's easy. You just all move to New Hampshire and move to the same place, and then you can do it together.
That would rock.
Yeah,
I'm eventually going to come soon, so...
Cool. See, so what's
the thing I was actually calling about was that I had some good news to report about a Tea Party, which, I was kind of, you guys talk about this every couple months where the Tea Party gets co-opted by neocons and statists. And, you know, in Savannah, it went from the first one was pretty principled. And then the next one, you know, I go and they're saying the Pledge of Allegiance. They're talking about locking down the borders. They're talking about, you know, adding more cops and building the state and making the government more powerful. And I'm like, what the heck happened? And I was not the only one that felt this way. And what was cool is I didn't even know about this. There's a group of students that started a competing event and made a real principle Liberty Tea Party again, and it got better attendance, I think, than the Republican one.
Excellent. So competing really tea parties. Cool. I like it.
That's yeah, good. And I thought that was – I figured I'd report something positive about that.
Well, fantastic. I'm glad to hear that. So did you get some flyers out, get the word out about LCL Report?
I had a Free State Project table there, and you can see my video. I just got it up.
Oh, awesome. LCLReport.com. Thanks for doing the Free State Project outreach. Taryn, go ahead.
Yeah, it's on your website, too. I posted it. You'll vote it up.
Cool. Probably easier to find it at lclreport.com. But thanks for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Like, hey, man, let us plug your website for you, okay? It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's your show. We take control of it.
Can you hear that?
Can you hear it?
It's very annoying.
I hear it.
When you hear that sound, that ringing, that hissing.
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly.
You can't hide from it.
Everywhere I go, it doesn't go away. It drives me nuts.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear caused by loud machines.
Loud music.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I love Quietus. Quietus will stop the ringing fast.
Quietus is all-natural, chewable, quiet relief.
Quiet relief so I can work.
I now get a full night's rest. Quietus has helped thousands of people with tinnitus.
Quietus is real, my friend.
Quietus has changed my life.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-758-1817. That's 1-800-758-1817. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-758-1817. That's 1-800-758-1817.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see it or get involved if you are a lady listener. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you're wanting to take a stand against the growing government and you're not choosing to move up to New Hampshire, or maybe even if you are, I think that one way that you can really do it, that the weak link in their system is the court system. But you can't just walk in there and expect to get to do a Perry Mason moment. You need to be educated, and jurisdictionary.com offers you that education. You'll understand how to draft pleadings, know the court's powers, get evidence from opponents, file motions, get hearings, courtroom objections, affirmative defenses, do all kinds of legal research with jurisdictionary.com. It's a 5-hour video seminar plus a couple of 2.5-hour audio classrooms and some in-depth reference tutorials that an eighth grader could grasp in less than 24 hours. It's jurisdictionary.com. I've got it. I'm using it, and it is a great primer.
Primer or primer?
All right, I'll look it up, man, but I'm sure we've
Weren't
gone
we corrected
through this
on
once
this
before.
One before.
No, no. Who's we?
Both of us. Me.
Yeah, you, because you say primer.
Well, now you just said primer.
It's primer.
I thought it was primer.
I think it's both.
800-259-9231. Let's go, continue. Julia, do you know primer?
I went to public school and I didn't even finish.
We continue with your calls. Gene, is it primer, when it's something that you're... You say what?
I'm going to say primer.
It's primer.
All it's right. Spelled primer.
I would think by looking at it was primer, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything in the English language, so...
Didn't I used to say primer and then someone corrected us to primer? Anyway, go ahead, Gene.
Okay, hi guys and gal. I just came from a Tea Party event myself, and some of the people there are not blinded by left and right. Some of the people there are actually opening their eyeballs.
I think that's true, and I think that I think the Tea Party, if nothing else, shows that America is changing. That it's that a certain segment of the population. Yes, the Republicans are attempting to use it as a springboard to get back into national, in control in the national politics. But I think it also shows that there are a great deal of people that are sick and tired of Washington spending.
Well, so when you say that, Gene, I'm sorry. When you say that you feel like some people are getting it, do you mean just the rank and file that were attending, or the people speaking?
Actually, one of the speakers there was getting it, too, and of course, the Campaign for Liberty girl that spoke, but there was also some other gal from some Soviet country, spoke with a Russian-type accent, and she spoke, and she said that she was fooled last time into voting for John McCain, but next time she's voting principal, not party. So
okay.
Some people are starting to wise up.
All right.
But
what
I had to go because of my habit in the past of doing some kind of protest on the 15th. So I was out there with my V for Vendetta outfit saying there's something wrong with this country. Anyway, I was telling people what I'm going to tell you, and that's happy April Fool's Day. Because I've told people for years that April Fool's Day is not the 1st of April. It's the 15th when all of us fools line up, and I count myself as one of them lately. All of us fools line up and pay those taxes. And, of course, I had to send a nice big fat check to the IRS today and also a not quite so fat check to the state of Mississippi. And I don't like doing it. It hates me. One thing, I didn't file for 20 years, something like 20 years. Didn't pay. So for
Do
me
you feel
to
like,
send
Gene,
those big checks off. Really hurts.
I can only imagine. Do you feel like your wife is a doctor? You've talked about how the more the government gets involved in the healthcare business, the more likely it is that your wife is just going to decide it's time to retire and leave the medical business. Do you feel like maybe at that point you both will make the move to New Hampshire, and then how will you feel obligated to pay the feds at that point?
I'll certainly not feel obligated to it. Whether she will twist my arm and do it, that's another story. But if it was up to me, I wouldn't pay at all. But we do run the risk of being shut down if we were to take that stand. So
right, but if the business is over, if you're no longer doing the doctor business.
Right. Then it's a different story, and maybe we would try that again. Moving to New Hampshire is definitely in the in our sights.
Oh, great.
And we're figuring that we probably have a couple of years left to practice medicine.
Very good. Hey, thanks, Gene, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. As always, 800-259-9231. Mark, you have news to report.
Well, I don't know about news. I checked both dictionary.com and Merriam-Webster.com, and they both say primer.
Primer.
I'm sorry.
Not primer.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to be sorry. I mean, I remember being corrected on that one, and the correction for me worked.
I'm used to being right, and I'm used to you being wrong, and I feel very chastened and chagrined at this point. I'm chastened and chargened.
All right. 800. Thanks, Gene. 800-259-9231. Let's go to...
That's a little verbiage joke there for those that are listening. Did you get that?
Chagrined is, continuing. Matt in Illinois, you're on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, gentlemen and Julia. How is everyone tonight?
Super.
What's on your mind, Matt?
Well, let me say something about what Gene was saying about April Fool's Day. I agree with that. I also had to pay taxes this year, and I wasn't going to do it, but my mother, she actually prepares my taxes. That's what she does. She's a tax preparer.
Oh.
And she begged me not to take a stand. She said, I don't want you messing with these people.
Yeah, she's scared.
Fine, I'll pay. Yeah. I'm out of work. I haven't worked in a year.
Jeez.
I'm collecting unemployment, and I owed the United States government $462.
Wow.
What?
They taxed my unemployment benefits.
I guess they would.
What won't they tax? How many times?
Jeez. These guys are ridiculous.
You'd think you could start your own business at home there. You can lose money three out of the first 5 years, and those can be the first 3 years, and then you'd write off a bunch of stuff for the business in the process.
Well, I have a home business,
and you still owe the money.
I've itemized. Yes, I still owe them money.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong.
No, it's that and the fact that they taxed my 401k. Which I drew at the beginning of last year.
Worried mothers.
That was a big one, right.
My mom had the same kind of attitude when I told her that I wasn't paying federal taxes. She was very, very scared. And it's just people are terrified. The fact that people are so afraid of the federal government is in their local state government.
It's an indictment on the organization itself.
Yes. Yes. I mean, they're living in fear.
I agree. That should make people think. Anyway, the main reason I called tonight was, as many of your listeners and I believe you guys know, I write under the I write articles under the name of Xander Blessman,
mm-hmm.
And I launched a new website last week, and tonight I put on my first brand new article.
Oh, great! What's the website?
I wanted to let people know that was going on. Since I'm unemployed, I needed some way to try to make money. And anybody that's interested can go and look at my website. It's nowhere near finished.
You better put it out there real quick.
It's nowhere near finished. It's
right now. What's the website?
It's SandraBlessman.com.
Good Lord. No one knows how to place this.
SandraBlessman.com.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400% better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the website. It's all free. But if you want to help us out, you can do that by shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. I told Nat there in Illinois that we'd give his website out because he registered a site that, in my opinion, is probably not very well suited for giving out over the radio. Zanzer Blessman, S-Z-A-N-D-O-R-B-L-E-S-T-M-A-N.com. So there you have it. Your free plug for you. 800-259-9231. That is, again, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything here. Alexander is on the line in Pennsylvania. Alexander, you're on Free Talk Live. And then coming up, Julia is going to update us on the Wizinator case. Alexander, are you with us?
Yes, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, okay, I really don't know where to start. I never really spoke live over the phone, so hello,
try
everyone.
Try the beginning.
Okay. Last Friday, I don't know if I made a mistake here, but last Friday I called Children, Youth, and Family on my stepdaughter who is being abused by her boyfriend, her son's dad. And,
Wait, one more time.
Ex-boyfriend.
Excuse me?
Her baby daddy.
Yeah, the baby's daddy, right. I called Children, Youth, and Families to investigate on what's going on over there. So I guess they retaliated and called Children, Youth, and Family on me.
That's what happens when you use force on people.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, I understand that. But the thing is, when I call Children, Youth, and Family, I'm going to say CYF for now because it's pretty long right there. But when I called CYF a little while ago, I asked that if they have policy or procedure manual that they can give me so I could know my rights as a parent. So I know my rights as a parent to, like, when they come into my house or when they ask to come into my house, you know, I want to know what can they ask, what can they say, what can they do, because of hearsay, and I feel like it's...
Generally, you probably shouldn't even answer the door. There's nothing that you can really gain, in my opinion. I'm not a legal expert, but there's nothing that can be gained in general from talking with bureaucrats who intend to aggress against you. But my question for you, just curious, what was the issue with your, was it your sister?
It was daughter.
Your daughter.
It was my stepdaughter. See, what happened is she kept calling me and my wife, her mom. That's her biological mom, of course. And so she kept calling us every time she had an issue or she had... You know, yeah, she was fighting. Every time they were fighting, excuse me, I'm a little nervous
so they're
right
not,
now.
Mark said it was his her ex. They are together. It's not her ex.
They are together. And when I went over
physical
there...
Physical violence? When you say fight, are we talking about physical
violence? Yeah, I'm talking about grabbing her, dragging her, and thumping her on her head to where, you know, there's no... You don't see any bruises on her face, but you know, she complained about, you know, lumps on her head...
And they have a child together.
They do have a child. And this happened in front of the child.
Right. Now, Julia, I mean, you're listening to this. Do you feel like if you're a girlfriend of yours that you knew that she was allegedly, if you believe she was being abused by her husband or her boyfriend, would you call the government on them?
No. It just because in my experience, and I know that this is a really hard issue.
It's a tough issue.
And it's sad to hear about people who you care about being hurt. But in my opinion, the people that seek out these kind of relationships, it's like a cycle of abuse. They get out of one and they choose another. And I don't know why it is that somebody would choose to be with somebody who hurt them so often. But I see it over and over and over again when I see it. And so I'm not sure that, I mean, like, calling the police doesn't tend to help the situation. The only person who's going to be able to put a stop to this is her, and she's going to have to make a decision and say, you know, I'm not going to take this anymore, and I'm not going to ever enter a relationship where this sort of behavior is acceptable again. I can tell you that I would never, ever be in a relationship where someone was physically abusing me, and I feel sad for people who think that's okay for themselves.
Hello?
You're right here.
I get that. I understand that. The thing is she came every day. It was like every other day, you know? You know, when they argue, they work together, they work for her dad who has a cleaning company, okay? And so every time they argue, he doesn't want to take her to work. Who comes to the rescue? Stepdad.
Yep.
I go over there and pick her up. I am sort of like the peacekeeper, so to speak. I was anyway, okay? And, you know, it's like she tells me about, you know, she complains when I go to work with her, you know, about the physical injuries, okay? And it's not injuries. I don't want to say how a lump in is that an injury, a lump in your head? I don't know.
I think it's you know, it's an injury. Alexander,
okay.
I totally get where you're coming from.
Okay,
this one.
So when she's arguing and telling his mom, he's 23 years old, telling his mom about, he's 23 and she's 18, okay? Telling his mom that, you know, she's tired of him beating on her in front of me. She's tired of him beating on her. She's tired of him being lazy and not helping her every time they argue and stuff like that. And, you know, I already hit, like, the boiling point because she was already talking to there were three officers in front of her building that he didn't know of, but there were three officers in front of her building that she was talking to about getting a PFA, which is a protective, second order, like order protection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so I take her to work. After that, she gets the information on what to do about getting a PFA, and she was, like, really gung-ho about putting him in jail or wanting him out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go to work with her, everything is all good. I was really, like, happy that her son, my step-grandson or grandson, is in my house sleeping beautifully, and I take her to work, and she's safe with me and all that stuff. And then when we come back, she tells me, I want to be dropped off home because me and... You know, I don't want to say any names.
I love him. He can change.
You know what I'm saying?
Why is it that, have you asked her why she doesn't leave?
And the thing is, this is what happened when I dropped the off. Yeah, no, but just give me a second. When I dropped her off, okay, I looked at her in shock. And so she wanted to be dropped off, so I was like, all right, you know, there's nothing I can do. She doesn't even listen to her father, so who am I, her stepdad, really, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I go home, and I sleep with this, and I wake up with this. And what happened was I was in a fit of rage, woke up, went to his house, opened the window, pulled down the blinds, looked at him, and I told him, come outside because I got something for you, meaning, like, I wanted to kick his ass. I wanted him to see how it feels. Excuse my language, though.
I don't know.
But I wanted him to see how it feels to hit a woman on her head. I wanted him to see everything, you know? I wanted him to feel everything. So when he, you know, and it got really bad to where the cops came because they didn't want to come out the house. Cops came. They sympathized with me. I had the kid with me, which was wrong. I lost my temper. But it was just like, no one's doing anything about it. She's not doing anything about it.
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden I became the enemy.
Yep.
That's right.
Okay, I became the enemy. She is not talking to me. You know, we went to...
What can you do, man? If people
don't
accept help, if they don't want to accept help, what can you do?
But this is a lesson to everybody else out there. If you complain to somebody about your problem, but you don't want to and you're the only one who can solve problems in your life, just so you know. If you complain to somebody about your problem, you're dragging them into the issue. Alex is totally emotionally involved in this issue, and it's because his daughter brought this to him. She completely immersed him in her whirlwind of emotion, and it's absolutely wrong and it's absolutely unfair.
Especially if she's not willing to do anything about it.
She doesn't want that. She wants the drama.
Thank you, Alexander. Let us know how this pans out. I appreciate hearing from you. Good luck out there. 800-259-9231. Maybe you just shouldn't be the one that she turns to anymore. You know, next time she turns to you for help out, maybe it's time to say, I'm sorry, you don't really seem to want my help. More's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet debt when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And by the way, freetalklive.com allows you to actually influence the stuff we talk about on this show. We've picked a couple of stories tonight right from the front page of our website at freetalklive.com. You, the listener, can go and submit different things that you think our other listeners might enjoy. Our listeners can then vote them up and down, and you can vote things up and down as well. And the most popular stories will make it to the front page of the site at freetalklive.com.
Take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. There's also a proxy link between beneath each search result, and you can use that to surf the website completely privately. Normally, you have to pay for that on the internet, but startpage.com gives it to you absolutely free. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com.
We continue here. I just want to discuss a little further Alexander's situation and get your thoughts, if you'd like to share them, and get the thoughts of you guys here in the studio as well. But we were talking with Alexander, who has a stepdaughter who's in apparently an abusive, physically abusive relationship. They have a kid. Her and the abusive guy have a kid. And who knows what her role is in all of this, of course. Sometimes people fight each other. It's not necessarily that one's being abused and the other's not, but it could be. So presuming that she's being abused and he's doing the abusing, stepdad has come to the rescue a number of times when she's been allegedly attacked. And despite the help that he's willing to offer her, she isn't willing to take it. Even after being abused, she still wants to go back home, back to this same guy. He calls DCF, or whatever they were called, CYD, the Department of Children and Families, whatever the version of it is there in the state that he's in. He calls them up. They go and investigate the abusive household, and then as a result, in retaliation, they call CYD on him and his kids, and who knows where that's going to end up with him. He's very concerned about what to do, how to avoid, you know, these bureaucrats messing his family life up. And I think that's kind of that's what happens, as I said at the beginning of the call. Well, that's what happens. You went and you used the agency of aggressive force against them. It's no surprise that they turn right around and they use that very same agency of aggressive force against you. So clearly, calling the government in to a situation where there's abuse going on isn't necessarily going to make that situation better. In this case, it's actually put his family life in jeopardy. So we're right back where we started here. What does he do? I mean, he cares about this girl, obviously. He's interested in helping her out.
He's going to feel bad if he doesn't help her out, but she's not really interested in taking the help from him, at least not all of it. She's interested in, like you said, Mark, involving him in the drama, getting him to come in and you know, be the knight in shining armor to come rescue her and then take her back when she's ready to go back a few hours later or however long later on. So my question for the both of you and those of you listening is, how should he handle this? I mean, how do you deal with that when it's somebody that you really care about, and it sounds like he really does?
Sure.
I would say that in any situation like this, really, all you can do is be there for them and let them know that you are there for them.
Does that mean you come and pick them up any time that's...
Them being the stepdaughter?
The abused stepdaughter. Does that mean that when she calls, you run out, you come and you pick her up, and then she wants you to take her back?
I would say that that would depend on the person. I mean, eventually it might get to a point where he says, you know, I do this a lot for you, and it seems like you always want to go back home. I'm here for you, and I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to help you, but I need you to want to help yourself first. So when you get to that point, I'm here for you. I think that's really all you can do.
Maybe you could put like
situations, and it's just part of being close to people, part of being emotionally connected to people, is sometimes you have to deal with painful situations regarding that, and that's just something we all live with.
So maybe let her know how you feel about how you've been, what your role has been in all this. Maybe put a stipulation on, look, I'm willing to help you out, but the next time you call me, you have to be willing to take this next step, whatever that is, you know, not going back, you know, or maybe moving into a spare guest room at the house, something like that, at his house. You have to be willing to take this next step, you know, go to a counselor or go and whatever it is you think would be an appropriate next step for her to take in the situation. Otherwise, I'm not going to come and pick you up. I don't know if that would help things. It's just what I come up with based on what Julia was saying. Mark, what do you think?
What I would do in this situation is I'd apologize,
to both
of them, honestly. He shouldn't have gotten involved in their situation. He knows that he got upset and got rash. The boy in this circumstance, the male who's doing, the thumping of the head of his stepdaughter, he's clearly doing something wrong too, but you can't solve that problem with violence. The only person who can solve that problem is his stepdaughter, and you know, he stepped into an area he shouldn't have.
Yeah, going in and beating up the guy who was being violent.
I totally understand where he's coming from, and I would have felt the same way. But
doesn't help things.
Right. It's not the right way to go about it.
It's not going
to
teach him that violence doesn't solve problems.
Right. He should apologize when he gets the opportunity. I don't know that I'd intrude upon them, but you know, apologize for what he did. Maybe send them, you know, a note or something. I don't know. But apologize to them for being involved. Be there be as supportive as you can, and just let her know that she's the only one who can solve this problem. He doesn't need to be hearing this stuff. I don't need to know this. You can't give me any information that's going to be useful to me.
Toll-free number for you and your thoughts, if you'd like to share them on this issue, 800-259-9231. Perhaps you've dealt with something like this. Perhaps you've been in shoes similar to what he is, situation and similar to what he's dealing with. And if you've got some advice, would love to hear it. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything. Justin is on the line in Pennsylvania. Justin, what's on your mind tonight? You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, guys. So here's my thing. Lately, I've been getting, kind of really frustrated with the way things are, especially since this whole Obamacare thing passed.
Okay.
And I keep hearing people are just stop paying taxes, and I'm wondering what their circumstances are. Are they telling me to just change my W-4 so it says exempt on it and just not pay anything automatically, or are these people self-employed and I'm at the point where I already ditched my health insurance because I'm just so ticked off about it. I get it from work.
Mm-hmm.
So I just ditched it because it's just money that goes advantages. I keep myself healthy for the most part. I don't really see the doctor, so it's just a waste of money. $200-some a month just disappears.
Do you get it in your paycheck if you don't take it, or is it just money?
Well, I used to work full-time there, and the company paid whatever it was, the $200 or $300 a month, and the employees don't pay it. So I went to part-time. I pay half of it. So for me, I think it was $136 per month out of my paycheck.
But you get it back if you don't go with the health care plan, you get the 136?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's okay. Pizza's coming out of my paycheck.
Yeah, I got it.
So,
I got it.
Yeah, and I was going to go to with one of those health savings accounts, but, you know, that was all well and good until I read further and discovered you have to tie it to one of those, to one of the expensive words. It works low premium or low monthly premium, but it's a high deductible.
High deductible insurance.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
catastrophic insurance situation.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, it's starting to get to me to the point where I'm ready to rip the tablecloth off of my table, pack up my crap, and just move up to New Hampshire or move somewhere where there are less taxes and less restrictions. Because
I was just talking with one of the movers who moved here as part of the Free State Project a few months back, and he was commenting that for him, it was an increase in freedom immediately as soon as he crossed over the border, the New Hampshire border. Judge Andrew Napolitano recently was talking on one of his shows about when he came up here to visit the Free State Project's Liberty Forum, how he was coming up from Boston. It was like a completely different world when he walked into the hotel. I guess presumably Chris Lawless, or one of the organizers of the Liberty Forum, approaches him and says, "Do you want to wear a gun?" And he was just shocked by it. He just didn't – it took him a while to really register what was being said to him, because he'd just come – he was born and raised in New Jersey and it was in Boston and all these tyrannical places. So it's definitely an increase in freedom, and there's certainly a lot to come here. And we'd appreciate you coming up here and helping out, because we need as many people up here getting active in whatever ways they think is right as possible.
I've been up there, especially – I was up there 2-3 times. I have a friend up there. He lets me stay at his place while I'm up there. And time I did go to Keene, it was like – wow, there's not much in Keene, but I kind of like that compared to where I am now. And when I got in my car and closed the door to walk around, it like echoed. I was disturbing the neighborhood quiet, like noises. But yeah.
What else do you have? I mean, if there's nothing worth staying for, then why not go?
Well, I wanted to ask you what you guys would do in my situation with the taxes. Would you just ride it out until I moved, or should I just say F it and write exempt and see what happens, you know, roll the dice?
That's a good question. I'll tell you what, if you want to hang out for a little bit, we'll talk to you about it. 800-259-9231. What to do dilemmas. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.